Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Now, let's get to the source of the matter if you've got itchy hair. I've only ever experienced this once in my life when I was teaching. So we thought we'd get Renee Mill on the line to talk about, well, parents dealing with head lice. And she's a psychologist and she's going to tell us, well, some of her insights. How are you? Welcome to the program, Renee.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
It's an interesting area. Now, my only experience I've ever had with it was I was teaching a bunch of adults at a particular place, and all of a sudden we were in a hairdressing salon because I was trying to teach them about the world of media, and one of the hairdressers walked over and said, "Some of your students have nits or lice, or head lice," and I'm like, "You're kidding." And all of a sudden, I started to feel itchy. Is that usually what parents feel when the kids come home and they go, "My head's itchy"?
Very commonly, actually. That's the power of suggestion.
Mm.
And one tends to get a bit paranoid because it's quite a horrible problem.
Mm.
Even though they're little nits, one does actually, as a parent, feel invaded and worried that it can be passed along. So parents can get quite paranoid and worried about it.
Really? Are they more paranoid about that than, say, a kid coming home with a common cold or the mumps or the measles?
Absolutely. And one of the reasons is that there's so many myths attached. So, for example, I'll share with them, when my kids were diagnosed many years ago, I was told that I have to wash the sheets every day, the pillowcases, the towels, because it can be transmitted that way.
How do we get lice, or head lice? How does it all happen?
Well, I don't know, you know, there's somebody who has it, and it's actually from being in close contact, like sharing hats or caps or playing with each other's
hair.
But it's not going to be from pillowcases overnight.
No.
They won't survive.
And what happens? The little eggs that get into the hair?
They are, and then they grow. I've actually seen some grow wings.
Ooh.
And I think that's part of the stigma. They're horrible, and they make you think that they're dirty, and therefore they must come from dirt. And I think that's one of the biggest psychological reasons that parents don't want to talk about it, because they're ashamed.
Right.
They think that people will think they're not taking care of their children properly.
Right, it's got nothing to do with that. So is it just something that happens in a particular season of the year?
It's all year round. And when it starts in one child, if it's not controlled, it can literally become, I won't use the word epidemic, it's a bit catastrophic, but it can become huge. It can go right through a class.
Wow.
Or right through a group of friends. It's very quick. And because kids are like that, they're sharing and touching a lot of the time.
Yeah, I'm feeling itchy already. Michael's just walked in here and he's
well, I'm lucky I've got no hair.
He's got hair.
I can't promote a product on air, can I?
But tell me, what happens if your child comes home and, you know, you've been told, look, he or she's got head lice. What do we have to do?
Okay, so the most important thing is for parents to be calm and to be matter-of-fact, because when parents go, "Oh, it's terrible, and I'm bad," and then they often blame the child, or they often feel it's a terrible thing and they don't want to tell anybody,
mm-hmm.
in the child's mind, it becomes this huge problem. So in order to relieve the distress of children, and they do get distressed, is to actually be very matter-of-fact, "Oh, you've got a typical childhood problem. Oh, it's nits. There's a solution. It's just going to take a couple of hours or a couple of days," and just to see it and to treat it that way. Everyone will then stay calm, and it just becomes a problem that needs to be solved.
Unbelievable, isn't it? I've never have thought that there would be that much stigmatism attached to
that. Oh, there is. And the thing is, you know, when your kids do get home, it's an extraordinary feeling, because you're right. You know, just what you said, you do feel, "Oh, no, you know, that's a terrible thing, and how did that happen?"
Now, do adults get head lice?
They do, but not as much.
Right, okay.
There's no age barrier.
Right.
There's no cleanliness barrier. You can have just washed your hair and they don't discriminate.
Well, thank you for breaking down some myths there on head lice. It's been very interesting talking to you.
That's a pleasure.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.